The blonde woman sat in her car at the traffic light. Her eyes, hidden by her sunglasses, were constantly checking her rearview mirror. She tried to slip away from the man pursuing her, dogging her steps, her every move. Somehow, he knew. He always knew. How? How did he know where she went, who she talked to, what she bought, where she ate? She tried to outrun the car following her, as if that were possible. She could never shake it. The man behind the wheel was just too good, no matter how fast she went or how she darted in and out of traffic, changing lanes, making sudden turns. It always stayed on her tail. And now, she found herself stuck at a red light. She could see in her side mirror the SUV, two cars back, trying to look inconspicuous. The sun reflected off the driver's mirrored shades. Did he think she didn't know he was there? That he was always there? She bit her lip, glancing up at the red light again and then at the traffic. She saw her opportunity. A break in traffic was coming up. She could run the light and he would be stuck, waiting behind the car in front of him. She jammed on the gas pedal, darting out and making a left turn. Horns blared, cars swerved. As she roared down the street, her eyes darted between the road in front of her and her rearview mirror, watching to see if the driver of the SUV would swerve into the oncoming lanes and try to pursue her, attempting to run the light himself. She didn't see him, so she quickly ducked down a side street to the left, doubling back. Taking a deep breath and trying to calm her shaking hands, she tried to think where she could go. None of her friends would help her anymore. They were too afraid, and she couldn't blame them. Going to the police would be next to useless. Making a sudden turn, she headed her Mercedes in the direction of the only place left that might help her. Her last hope. 10 minutes later, she pulled her car into a parking lot, praying to God this worked. Because if the Evil Dead MC refused to help her, she didn't know where else she could turn.
Cole, Crash, and Red Dog rolled up to Marty's bar for the meet with Shannon. They parked their bikes in the lot to the side of the building. Marty's was a storefront neighborhood joint. Its plate glass window and entrance faced the street. Resting their bikes on their kickstands, they dismounted. Crash pushed his shades up on his head and glanced around the parking lot and street. Don't see a Mercedes. Nope. And that's a good thing. She better not fucking drive that car here. I'm hoping she's smarter than that. Crash snorted. Right. They walked in and glanced around, letting their eyes adjust to the dim light. Marty was behind the bar that ran along the right wall, wrapping in a curve at the front. A line of booths ran along the left wall. A pool table was in the very back. Cole, Crash, Dog, how you boys doing? Marty asked, wiping down the bar. Good, Marty. And you? Cole asked. Can't complain? He tossed three coasters on the bar top in front of them. So what can I get you? Bourbon, Cole replied. Same, Crash added, leaning his forearms on the bar. Yeah, Dog agreed. Marty reached behind him and grabbed a bottle off a glass shelf that sat in front of the giant, ornately carved oak mirror, which looked like it came out of the turn of the century. He set cut glass short tumblers down on the coasters and tipped up the bottle, filling each glass with the amber liquor. Not real busy, Cole observed. Marty shook his head. Nope. This time of day, all I get in are the painters and drywall installers. Apparently, they knock off early. He nodded toward the four guys in the back of the pool table. They've been here since 2. Cole nodded. Mind if I close the place for about half an hour? Meeting someone here in about 15 minutes.